CPR News and KRCC, I'm Nathan Heffel. The trial of DaVita Inc. and CEO Kent Thierry began this week. The case involves alleged breaches of anti-competition and antitrust laws. Last summer, a federal grand jury indicted Thierry and his company for making a deal with competitors to stop directly recruiting each other's employees. Democratic Representative Jason Crow asked Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin about the future of the Space Command headquarters during an Armed Services Committee hearing today. Crow noted that both the GAO and Defense Department Inspector Generals are investigating former President Trump's decision to move Space Command from Colorado Springs to Alabama.
And if either of those reviews find that the process was not credible, will the department commit to revisiting that process and starting it over and doing it in a fair and transparent way?
If there have been things that were improperly or illegally done, then certainly we'll revisit that.
Investigators are looking into whether Trump moved the command to Alabama for political reasons, contradicting Air Force officials. Strong gusty winds could pick up dust across large sections of eastern and south central Colorado today. Colorado air regulators say the blowing dust could reduce visibility and worsen health conditions for people with respiratory problems. The highest dust threat is in the eastern plains north of Interstate 70, but blowing dust is also expected in the San Luis Valley this afternoon. Red flag and high wind warnings are posted for the Front Range through this evening, including for Denver, Colorado Springs, and Boulder. Wind advisories are also posted for parts of the Western Slope, including Grand Junction, Meeker, and Montrose. More wind is in the forecast tomorrow. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 306.